Hello, my name is Nathaniel Davis. I'm a program manager for Microsoft IT. I've been in this role for about 4 years now, and two of them being under a rotational program with Microsoft IT, and the other 2 years working with Microsoft IT's Global Capacity Services team. My background has been primarily focused on Microsoft IT's adoption of the cloud over the past few years here. So I want to thank you for joining me. Today we're going to talk about how Microsoft IT is managing capacity in a hybrid world between its IT's on-premise infrastructure and the public cloud for its infrastructure as a service and platform as a service offerings. So just as quick talking points that I'm going to touch on today, I want to first paint a picture of how capacity was before the cloud. Then I'll get into what the cloud means now within our capacity model, opportunities that we are leveraging with the cloud, and what's the future of capacity management as we go down the road and take on the cloud even more. So how was capacity management before the cloud? Primarily, we focused on supply and demand of physical assets. So physical assets, I mean servers, storage units, hosts for our virtual machines. And we concerned about watts and DC space for those, the power for it, utilization of these assets, and the virtualization of these physical, hosts for these virtual machines. We also managed data center resources, and focusing on managing data center resources. The business will come to us and say, you know, they'll typically ask for 100% more of what is needed. Once they get their capacity, they want to hold on to what is mine, or typically always have their VMs on. And once they're done with their capacity, there's a huge overhead of decommissioning that hardware. The other thing that we were doing was mapping these physical assets back to the business and their applications. So these making sure those servers are aligned to the business hierarchy and its application portfolios. The lastly I'll mention is we model capacity and its cost to say what's their footprint basically of this low density hardware, so your physical servers, and this high density hardware like your VMs, and being able to recover depreciation costs and other capital expenditure related costs associated to that hardware. Now, let's get into what's going on with capacity now that the cloud has come into view. We're focusing now, our supply and demand is now focused on instances and units or accounts and subscriptions. Azure likes to use subscriptions customers to be able to go get their capacity. Before, as I mentioned, it was physical servers, storage units, things like that, where now it's more of these instances that can scale up and scale down, be more elastic, be able to check in, check out. And also there's a big concern on budget, making sure there's enough budget to pay for this capacitor or this cloud providers. We're also making sure to map these accounts and instances back to the application and businesses. How do I relate this, a subscription in Azure back to the business hierarchy and its application portfolios? The other thing is now the cloud has come along, we're looking to provide different flavors of capacity or different flavors of the cloud even. I say right now that we're acting more like a cloud broker, where there's all these different providers, capacities leveraging, bringing it back to the business and building out a metrics of your private on-premise kind of shared infrastructure as a service versus the public infrastructure as a service and public platform as a service. Customers can then come and choose these, so we need to be able to communicate the trade-offs. What's the benefits and what's the risks for the application and businesses that they want to take? We'll provide tools to show these pros and cons. We have to understand that where customers will want to maybe pick a little bit of both, a little bit of pros and cons from one flavor of capacity and a little bit of the pros and cons from another flavor. So we're providing one location for our customers and business to be able to order this capacity. So what's some of the opportunities that we've had with the cloud? I've kind of mentioned the capital expenditure. So now we're focusing more on operational expense. So moving away from those depreciation costs and power costs that are more fixed to more time-based units. As I said, we're acting more like a cloud broker, so we're taking the cloud providers, having a way to pass through or cross-charge these costs back to the business and having them realize the benefits. We're also looking to decrease delivery times, so being more agile and real-time, making sure not to hinder the elasticity of the cloud. Also, when I first started, I noticed a lot of the business was going out and consuming as much cloud as they could. So where I'm trying to prevent these cloud bursts that I like to call them. Basically, this will allow for costs getting out of control, the business going out and having stranded data or stranded capacity out there. We've done an effort to centralize this so we have all that capacity and have a way of governing this shared environment basically so that there's to prevent these cloud bursts. I also want to mention, we're looking at managing, wasted resources too, making sure that we're providing BI tools so that the customer business and us, our operations, can understand the costs and efficiencies that is being leveraged within the cloud, and also providing quick ways so that once the customer and business is finished with their capacity, that they can quickly decommission that service. Lastly, I'm going to talk about the future. Now what we are looking to go in the next couple of months or in the near future here. I mentioned in the beginning we focus on our capacity footprint of your high density and low density hardware. Now we're looking at a capacity portfolio. So pulling in more of that on-premise capacity data with off-premise capacity data and having one view of all this capacity for our business and customers. We also have one bill for them so to be able to understand all their capacity related costs. Also looking to shift more towards a self-managed service so the business can easily manage their capacity. What I like to say is to check in, check out, do a little bit more resource management of their capacity on the customer side instead of us doing that. Also automate that so we become real time and more on demand. And the last point I'll touch on is having agnostic ordering of this capacity. So a customer will come to us instead with the trades or requirements of their application instead of requirements for capacity. And we have the decision trees in place to make sure that they just come to us with those trades and requirements, and we'll quickly direct them to the kind of capacity they would need. And that's it. I want to thank you for joining me today, and I'll see you next time.